How do you know where you're going if you don't know how to get there? Better yet, do you have a roadmap for selling or a roadmap for the sales process? Hi, I'm Jim Groening. Today we're going to talk about the 7-step selling system and the 7 steps of a selling cycle or sales process. We're going to break this selling cycle down into 7 simple steps that you can take. This session, we're going to give an overview of each of these 7 steps and some supporting reasons why you need to be using a roadmap or you need to be using a sales process to help improve your sales closes and help you build better, stronger relationships. And this truly is all about integrity selling and selling with credibility, honesty, and leading people to a recommendation or a solution. A friend of mine used to say, "Wherever you go, there you are." He also used to say, "I feel more like I do now than I did when I got here." But we won't try to figure that one out. But wherever you go, there you are. Let's talk about a plan. Let's talk about a process. You know, if we have some direction, if we do some planning, and we understand where we want to end up, what is the result we want, then we can take the time to work through a process. We can work through a cycle. We can use it over and over again to, number one, uncover needs, hurts, and objectives, and number two, provide solutions and recommendations that completely fit the needs of our customers. So let's start today talking about these 7 steps, and let's break them down and talk about each of the areas in an overview, and then over the course of the next 7 sessions, we are going to look into each of the 7 steps very thoroughly so that you know how to use a 7-step selling system and use a sales process to close more sales, build stronger relationships, and provide better new business relationships for your company. The first part of the selling cycle is the planning and preparation stage. The 2nd step is setting the appointments. The 3rd step is that first visit or series of first visits where we introduce ownership costs. The 4th step is questioning, listening, and qualifying, which incorporates surveying and gathering financial data. The 5th step, which is the most overlooked step in a sales process, is that confirmation and verification step. That's the stage where we really understand why the customer is buying. The 6th step is the recommendation, presenting a recommendation, a solution, the financial analysis in a presentation proposal hybrid. And then number 7 is getting agreement, signing the documents, and beginning the process of implementation, which is attached to, but also separate from, the selling cycle or process. So that's what we're going to do today in this session. Let's talk about each of the 7 steps so that we can introduce them and define them a little bit further, and then we're going to go in depth over the next 7 sessions to talk to you about this 7-step selling cycle. We know that it is so important to have time management skills in the use of a system or a process. We also understand the power of questioning and listening. We have 12 qualifying questions that we can use to lead ourselves to an assured sale, and we're going to introduce those as we introduce the 7 steps. Also, any unanswered questions, they become red flags, and so we learn how to go back and learn how to use the beginning parts of the cycle or the beginning of each step and working through these steps thoroughly until we have all 12 questions answered. So let's look at number 1, planning and preparation. Planning and preparation is really all about getting your prospects together and getting your suspects in place, the prospects, knowing the names, the addresses, a little bit about the people we're going to call on. It also has to do with understanding your capabilities, being able to set up good planning for the interview process, knowing what your phone script is going to be, know what your telemarketing skills are, know what kind of cold calls you're going to make, how you're going to get in front of people, how you're going to set up these initial appointments. there's a series of stepping stones in order to get to the place where we feel like we've done enough planning and preparation. It comes down to critical awareness, knowing what our beliefs are, knowing our capabilities, setting some goals, setting some plans and action steps related to those goals, and finally looking towards achievements, looking toward what are the milestones we're going to set in this planning so that we know we're achieving what we want to achieve in each part of the process. So planning and preparation becomes critical. We also want to remember to have a good amount of self-confidence here. Look at that self-exploration piece and understand who we are and what we're about. We talked about that in the last session when we talked about goal setting. We talked about having a critical awareness of our skills, our knowledge, and our attitude of expectation, expecting to do business with these folks. So that kind of concludes what planning and preparation is all about, and that's really what we want to take care of in that first step. In the second step, we're talking about setting the appointments. Now, really, we're getting into a tactical and strategic planning for the sales calls. And setting the appointments, we truly have to understand what our core capabilities are, what our competencies are. And when we set that initial appointment, we're going to have to spend a lot of time writing a good phone script. And a good phone script is going to be very simple, and it's going to tell about who we are, some of the general benefits related to who we are, and why we're calling, and the fact that we want to set up a time to get together to discuss our capabilities and to discuss their business and some of their needs and objectives, just to find out if there is a fit. And then if there's a fit, we'll put together a plan of action. So in the setting appointment stage, we have to have a list of about 15 to 20 or even 30 active prospects that we want to get to, people that we have existing relationships with, people that we understand have the same type of business structure as those that have relationships with us, so that we know they're future prospects, they're suspects, someone we know we would like to do some business with. But we want to turn them into active prospects and start creating this active prospect list. So we have the phone script, we have the prospect list, we make the telephone calls, and then we've got to enter this information into a database. And that's what we do in the setting the appointment stage, or that second step in the selling cycle. The actual third step is setting up these first visits, first meetings. Now remember, let's define a first visit or a first meeting. A first visit could be with someone who we have an existing relationship, yet we've never used a structured approach. So a first visit or first meeting can be made with an existing client, an existing customer, someone we have an existing relationship with, or it could be a first call or first visit, first meeting with someone who we've never met before, a new business relationship. Either way, we're introducing a structured approach, delivering our capabilities, talking about their business to find out if there's interest, genuine interest, going through an interview process, and finally setting forth a plan of action if there's a fit. But that's what happens in the first visit. Everything in the first visit is around rapport, integrity, credibility, and understanding whether or not there's a real good fit between their business and our capabilities and our core competencies. So we build rapport, we generate interest, we interview, and we try to find out if this is the place to introduce a plan of action. We have tools in this first visit that we can use, just like a phone script for setting appointments and a prospect list are some of the tools to use in step two. In step three, we want to use a flip chart and or a brag book or some kind of PowerPoint presentation, which really reviews our capabilities and introduces maybe some case studies. But we have a flip chart that's available. We have a capabilities overview that's available. We also want to introduce building ownership and operating costs. And we want to introduce the concept of building and ownership and operating costs. Then we can move into step four. Step four really introduces those 12 qualifying questions. We're going to start asking those key questions to find out the needs, hurts, and objectives of this prospect or customer. We can use things like a survey sheet to gather information. We're going to gather financial information and set up a time to do a physical survey or look at plans or look at specifications or drawings. We're also going to continue to analyze these operating costs and look into and ask questions related to building ownership and building operating costs. So this fourth step in the selling cycle or the sales process may be a series of meetings, and actually questioning, listening, and qualifying begins in step three. But it's a formal part of the process because we need to continue to have a series of meetings, a series of interviews to get to different levels of the decision-making process and to get to different people in these levels of the process in order to question, listen, and qualify further. Step number five is that most overlooked step in the sales process. It's confirmation and verification. Have you ever gone into a sales close call and you make your presentation or you deliver your proposal or you make your recommendation and things just don't go the way you want to? You're almost stunned at the response you get. You've overlooked something, you've missed something, or a third person is brought into the meeting or into the decision-making process, or needs or objectives are brought up that you didn't even know about, and now you have no way of closing this call. Well, the reason for that happening, and the reason most people get stuck in a closing call and they do not get signatures, is because they do not take the time to confirm and verify information. Look, whether it's a breakfast or a lunch or a phone call or a structured meeting with a group of people, we have got to do this in a very formal fashion and make it a part of the sales process, and that is confirmation and verification. This is where we're going to present a few different options. We're going to give them the opportunity to get more involved with the sales process and continue to give us feedback. We're going to present a cost analysis, maybe give some ranges of what the costs are going to be for what we're going to offer as a recommendation or a solution. We're going to present the survey results. We're going to show some pictures. We're going to review needs, hurts, and objectives. We should make a preliminary recommendation at this point. And then we're all set up for that final call, which is making the recommendation. So step number six is making the recommendation. And it happens in that final call, in that last appointment, hopefully. It incorporates a proposal and presentation, review of needs, hurts, and objectives, listing out the benefits, specific benefits that are related to our solution, and presenting a financial analysis, which is really the financial justification to lead towards a buying decision. So what are some of the tools we use in step number six, making a recommendation? We use a proposal presentation hybrid, which is really don't hand out or give any proposal that's not set up in a presentation format that you could present yourself, present your case, and or the customer could look at and it would present to him right from the written material that you've provided. It also includes the documents, financial analysis, maybe lease or financing information, preventive maintenance agreements, but it also includes all the contract documents or agreements that go with this recommendation. And then step number seven is getting agreement, the active actions and the active process of leading the prospect or leading this relationship to a final agreement, getting a signature, and getting the agreement to move on and get into implementation, the installation, the startup, the ordering of equipment, the walkthrough to begin the process of implementation, whatever it takes, but you're getting agreement, and step number seven is the signature and the signing, the handshake, and the agreement to move forward and setting up a plan for implementation. So what I'd like to do now is we've introduced the seven steps. And let's look at them again one step at a time, because I'd like to talk about some of the key tools that we're going to look for in these seven steps and some of the key actions that take place so that we can break these seven steps down over the next sessions and you'll understand further how to utilize this process. So step number one is planning and preparation. Step number two is setting structured appointments. Step number three is those visits. those first visits, those meetings, and those appointments. Step number 4 is structured questioning, listening, and qualifying in subsequent calls. That questioning, listening, and qualifying is also going to take place in the first visit. But it's a separate step in the selling cycle because we want to remind ourselves to gather financial data, make good surveys, looking at the plans and the drawings, taking a good look at everything we need in order to gather information to find out those needs, hurts, and objectives. So step number 4 is questioning, listening, and qualifying. It might be several meetings that you have to make. Number 5 is confirmation and verification, and this should be a structured meeting as well, although in smaller sales it can be a phone call or a lunch or a fax or a review or an email, but confirmation and verification is a necessary step, and it's step number 5. Step number 6 is the recommendation or solution, presenting a recommendation and solution in a proposal presentation hybrid with all the documents that go along with it, incorporating benefits, and these benefits are directly related to the needs, hurts, and objectives. We also present financial justification and the contract documents or agreements that go along with this recommendation. And number 7 is getting agreement, is answering questions, overcoming any objections that still exist, reinforcing the benefits related to our solutions, and getting a signature, and really talking about when and how we're going to get started with implementing what we have just sold. So those are the 7 steps of the selling cycle. And what I'd like to do is let's talk again about some of the key tools and key actions that take place. So over the course of the next 7 sessions, you can look for these tools and look for these actions in order to incorporate this sales process into your selling style and use the process to close more business, bring more relationships to the table for your company. So let's look at some of the key tools. For planning, we really want to set goals for ourselves. We want to understand our skills, understand the knowledge that we need, and also understand the attitude of expectation that we need to have. We're going to list out suspects, and we're going to plan and prepare for each call. We're going to set up some sort of plan and review process for each step of the selling cycle. Number 2, we're going to write a phone script, and it's going to be a very simple phone script, introducing our capabilities and core competencies, asking a little bit about their business and finding out if there's interest, talking about setting up an interview with them or a time to speak with them to find out if there is a fit, and that's setting up that half-hour meeting with them. But we set up that phone script to do nothing more than get the appointment. No selling is going to take place in that initial phone call. Then we have an active prospect list or suspect and prospect list that we're going to use. And we're going to transfer information into a database as we set these appointments. The tools in step number 3, the first visit, would be like a first call flip chart or a PowerPoint presentation or some kind of brag book talking about our capabilities, our core competencies, and probably some case studies. We also are going to present a capabilities overview at this stage, so we might want to have a tool written up that's more like our capabilities overview in a dual-fold or tri-fold type of brochure. In step number 4, we're going to use those 12 qualifying questions, which we'll talk about later. And we're also going to use a survey sheet. We're also going to use a questionnaire related to gathering financial information. Then in step number 5, we're going to make sure that we present some sort of a template for a preliminary recommendation. And we're going to do a cost analysis with some cost parameters. And we're going to look at a preliminary recommendation and a range of pricing for that just to get feedback from them as to their budget and finding out if we're ready to close this recommendation. We also are going to have our survey results, and we're also going to have photos and general benefits related to the key needs, hurts, and objectives. So these are tools that we would use in a confirmation verification call. In the recommendation stage, step number 6, we're really putting together a presentation or a proposal presentation hybrid along with the contract documents. So those are the only tools to use there, is the proposal, presentation, and actual agreement or contract documents. And number seven, getting agreement, the tool we're going to use is our own personality. We're going to use and leverage our relationship and also present a plan for implementation. How are we going to get started? Let's talk about the time frame for getting started. So those are some of the tools we use in getting agreement. Now I'd like to talk about some of the actions that are going to take place. In the planning and preparation stage, it's really gathering suspects and prospects, creating a database, and making sure we always have a list of names, different decision makers, addresses, phone numbers, faxes, emails, all the pertinent research we need to do in planning and preparation. In step number two, setting appointments, it's making those telephone calls. Yes, we might go out and do some cold calls, and we might be introduced to some people through other departments within our organization, such as controls or construction or service. But we're going to have to use a proactive approach to getting appointments, and that's going to be nothing more than telemarketing and making those telephone calls, then entering that information into a database. And number three, the actions that take place in our first visit is rapport building, generating interest, delivering capabilities, a lot of questioning in the interview process, and finally, getting a plan of action, agreeing on a plan of action from here till the end of making a final recommendation and giving some solutions to the needs, hurts, and objectives. In the fourth step, questioning, listening, and qualifying, the actions that take place is active listening. Good questioning skills, asking those 12 qualifying questions, but having active listening skills, gathering information, understanding the needs, hurts, and objectives. Then finally, the actions in our confirmation verification stage would be reviewing needs, reviewing the cost, reviewing the pricing, and also looking at the survey results and making some preliminary recommendations. Those are the actions that take place in the confirmation verification. The recommendation is next, and when we make that final proposal, it really is. The action there is going through the presentation, going through the proposal in a presentation manner, incorporating the building operating costs and financial analysis, and the direct specific benefits tied to our solutions. And then number seven, getting agreement. And that action that takes place in getting agreement, the action is simply the signing of the documents and setting up that implementation plan. This is also the logical conclusion to a very thorough sales process or selling cycle. So there we have it. Those are our seven steps. That's the selling cycle or the sales process. And it's simply planning and preparation, setting good structured appointments, going on good first visits and first meetings with different levels of the decision-making unit, asking good questions, listening, qualifying, confirmation of information, making the recommendation, and getting agreement. And you know, we talk a lot about a selling cycle, or we talk a lot about a sales process. What we're really trying to do here is put some kind of plan together, some kind of roadmap to help you help your prospects or your relationships with the buying process. You know, this is simply a well-documented sequence of psychological steps that take place. And the steps that take place in these buying phases would be the customer has an anticipation or a recognition of problems or needs, hurts, and objectives. Next in the buying phases, the determination of characteristics needs to take place. And the customer, in his own mind, determines what characteristics and what quantity or what will help qualify solutions for these needs, hurts, and objectives. Next, there has to be a distinct description of the characteristics that are going to help provide a solution. Then, of course, there's the search for the solution and potential sources for solutions. Then we have the acquisition and analysis of the recommendations or proposals, and then evaluation of the proposals and the selection of the proposal or the solution that best meets the needs, herds, and objectives. And then finally, the performance and feedback or evaluation of this solution. So those are the buying phases. This is what goes through the customer's mind. And we believe that these seven steps best mirror the way the buying process takes place. And it helps us coach the prospect or the customer through this buying process. And it also helps us remain customer focused. We're selling with integrity. We're asking a lot of questions. We're providing the correct solutions to build strong, long-term relationships. Remember, a purchase is a need satisfied. It's not a sale. It relies on first impressions, rapport, and building a relationship, great questioning and listening skills. We want to make promises and keep promises in order to build the relationship. We follow up, and we present general and specific benefits related to these needs, hurts, and objectives. So we hope that you've taken in at least a little bit related to these seven steps, and you've taken a serious look at how you would use these seven steps: planning and preparation, setting structured appointments, structured first visits, questioning, listening, and qualifying through surveying and gathering more information, the confirmation and verification stage, making a recommendation, and finally getting agreement. Think about how you'd use this as a roadmap to help you close more sales and build strong relationships, and at the same time, satisfy your goals and objectives related to your job with your company. Remember, it's our job to help prospects discover what they need in our area of expertise and our core competencies. Then we must assist them and help them in this buying process and learn how we can align the solution with their needs, hurts, and objectives in order to make the correct decision. We're going to talk over the next seven sessions about time management, breaking down each step of the selling system. We're going to talk about the power of questioning and listening. We're going to talk about the 12 qualifying questions, building operating and ownership costs, the use of an action plan, and truly utilizing this sales process so that the logical conclusion of this thorough process is the close of the sale. We're also going to look at how unanswered questions can also be red flags and how we're going to need to overcome some of those objections. Let's remember, the person with enthusiasm, education, and a plan can sell abundantly in spite of and not because of their situation.